Dear reader, everyone wants their life to be comfortable, abundant, free of illness and chaos, and yet we often find that life has its own plans and can leave us feeling like a paper boat spinning round on life's turbulent waters. You may have tried all sorts of popular methods aimed at achieving happiness, but I wonder how effective you found them if they conformed to the traditional worldview. This book introduces many strange and wonderful things. It is all so mind-blowing, you might not want to believe it. But you will not have to believe. The methods introduced here invite you to test everything out for yourself, and when you do, your current worldview will crumble. Transurfing is a powerful technique aimed at giving you the power to create aspects of your life in a way that would ordinarily seem impossible. In particular, transurfing will give you the power to control your own destiny as you see fit. I promise no miracles, and yet something greater than a miracle awaits you. You will discover that hidden quality of reality is more extraordinary than any mystic tradition. There are many books available now on how to become successful, rich, and happy. It is a tempting prospect, for who would not want these things? The problem is that when you start reading these self-help books, you discover that in order for the technique to work, you have to do certain exercises, embark on some serious soul-searching, meditate, and straight away your enthusiasm wanes. For most people, life is busy and stressful enough without having to add to the workload by giving yourself any more to do. The books will tell you that you are imperfect and that change will have to start with yourself, otherwise there is no point in hoping for anything more. You might not be entirely satisfied with yourself, but deep down you know that you do not really want to change, and neither should you have to. Be careful of anyone who tells you that you are less than perfect, for how could anyone else possibly know how you are meant to be? If you are told that you must change yourself in order to achieve the things you want in life, the solution is not where you were looking for it. The main idea of transurfing is based on the existence of the alternative space, which stores the scripts of all possible events. The number of alternatives is infinite, just like the number of possible points on a coordinate graph is infinite. In the alternative space is written everything that was, is, or ever will be. Under certain conditions, a person's thought energy can materialize a given sector of the alternative space. A potential alternative is embodied in physical reality like a reflection in the mirror of alternatives. The individual is capable of shaping their own reality as long as they observe certain rules. The mind tries unsuccessfully to influence the reflection. Instead, you have to change the image that is being reflected. In this book, we are not going to do exercises, meditate, or obsess with the self. Transurfing is not so much a method of self-improvement as a fundamentally different way of thinking and behaving in order to get what you desire out of life. It implies exactly this: to get what you desire from life, rather than having to fight for it. The method of transurfing is not aimed at changing the self. It offers a way of returning to self. We all make mistakes in life and then think how wonderful it would be if we could turn back the clock and put everything right. I'm not promising you a train ticket back to your childhood, but mistakes can be put right, and doing so is a bit like returning to the past or even stepping forward into the past. The meaning of these words will become clearer towards the end of the book. You will not have heard or read anywhere else the things I'm going to tell you here, so be prepared for the unexpected, as enjoyable as it is surprising. Chapter 1: The Alternatives Model. Dreams don't come true. The rustle of the morning stars. I was woken by the neighbor's dog barking. The nasty animal was always waking me up. How I hated it. Why should I have to be woken up by the noise of someone else's pet? I decided to go out for a walk, calm down, and distract myself from the intense desire to set fire to my neighbor's house. They say dogs are like their owners. This one was. There always seemed to be some idiot in my life trying to get me down. Feeling stressed, I started to get dressed. My slippers had disappeared again. Where are you, you sneaky little buggers? When I find you, I will chuck you out. It was foggy and damp outside. I walked along the slippery path through the gloomy forest. Almost all the leaves had fallen, exposing the gray trunks of half-dead trees. Why do I live in the middle of this depressing bog? I reached for a cigarette. I didn't really want one, but old habits told me I needed one. Need? At what point had I become addicted to cigarettes?